Nishama, like some sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented a number of kashas on the union of Shomer Psoim Hashem. And now we'd like to present the Mahalach to begin to explain this. It says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu that we paskin in the sugya and chulin 9b 10a chamiro sakanto me isura, that sakana is more chamer than iser. V'gam dvorim hamutorim al pidin asur b'sakone, even those things that are permitted according to strict halacha are not permitted in cases of sakana. And sakana, we're more stringent than we are when it comes to iser. I remember when I was in Moresh HaKolel approximately 33 years ago, and they were telling us about swimming in the lake, maybe without a lifeguard. But I just remember the rabbi saying, Chamira sakante meisura. I wasn't so well versed in the Talmudic expressions yet, so I don't think I was familiar with that one. In any event, since then, I still haven't learned much Talmud, but working on it. Any event, but that's definitely true, that Chamira sakante meisura, that you have to, it's more, you have to be more careful about matters of danger than even about matters of Yisurim. And by Pikuach Nefesh, by Yisurim, you go after the Rov, but by Pikuach Nefesh, Ein Holchem by Pikuach Nefesh, Achar HaRov. Because when it comes to Yisurim, we follow the Din. And if the Din is Matir, then there's no Yisur. You just follow the Rov and you're cool. This is discussed by Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rashke Bahag, Reb Shimon Shkop, in the Shara Yosher, in the first Shara, ואין כאן המוקם להאריך בזה. אבל סכונה תלויה במציאוס, וכל שישנו צד במציאוס, שיש בזה סכונה, יש בזה פיקוח נפש, המתיר איסורים, או אוסר מחמה סכונה. סכונה is dependent upon the reality, the מציאוס, and you can't say, oh, I'm סומך on the rov, so I'm fine. Yeah, listen, you're some guy, somech on the rov, and it's poison, so he's dead. You know what I mean? He goes to Shemayim, he said, Hashem, there's a rov that I'm alive. Okay, there's a rov that you're alive, but let me see, you're dead. So that, not you, the person. So, sakonis tluya b'metzius. And if there's a tzad b'metzius, sakonis pikuach nefesh. And the meila, you have to be careful. So there's no, the zeshalo shaykh achrad dinit shel rov. Because there's an Indian of metzius. If the din is matir because of the roiv, so even on the tzad, the klapi shmaya galia, that the miut is true, that the metzius is like the miut, but it doesn't matter. The din was matir al pi rov. Al pi rov, the mashal is a piece of kosher meat. So even if it's not, you follow the rov, you're cool. But here it's a question of metzius. And if in the metzius it's not a piece of, it's not, it's dangerous, and the guy dies, so then it doesn't matter what the rov says. And this is discussed by the Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim, the Chulin over there. Ze malach echad. Achen, yeshno od malach bedinim v'yisurim, v'hu sheyeshnam dvarim she'ein lanu lestapek behem v'lachshosh behem. There's another malach in dinim and yisurim, that there are certain things that we don't have to be mistapek, we don't have to be choshish, we have nothing to be concerned about. She'az, lo chayshin anu, and therefore we're not careful. There's no reason to be choshish. There's no, the suffix doesn't even begin. Ve'advorim yiduim, and yesh laharich b'zeh harbe, ve'ein kan ha'mokoim. Shigam ze ma'alach b'dinu. There's another ma'alach in the din, she'ein makom l'stapek. Aval ein ze omer she'b'chai gavna metzius shonai. Doesn't mean that in such an instance, there's a different metzius. U'memeilo, when it comes to sakoneh, that sakan is primarily an issue of mitzius. L'choyra, lo havelei l'meizah basal matzav shemestam ein davar ha-mesapik olav v'loi choyshishim lai. When it comes to sakana, we shouldn't follow a situation where l'choyra, there is no reason to have a suffix. Ela sheklapei zek siv shomer psoim Hashem. Vayinu shekol dover shenachshav malav kepesi. Vashir bestam ein lalos bedatz sheyesh b'zeh sakone. Af v'ikshen esbor ein zeh mashpia klum ala metzius. Avo kevin sheino zedas lachshosh klapei zeh avolei pesi shein loy das. Shal zeh ne'emar b'kol she'Hashem hu ha'shomer li amvoleka b'ze sakone. So since we're dealing with a matter of Metzius, so you would say, listen, if in the Metzius it's a if in the Metzius there's poison here, so there's poison. So you should be concerned. That doesn't change the Metzius. What you think doesn't change the Metzius. What isn't, so what is the expression? How does it go today? Facts don't care about your feelings. If in fact there's poison here, so it doesn't matter what you're thinking. So, L'chaira, you should say, listen, even though it's not something I'm supposed to be mistapik about, like in halacha, we have something, there's no room to be mistapik. See, here also you're going to say that when it comes to the Metzius, there's no room to be mistapik. This is not something I'm supposed to be worried about. Yeah, but the mice in the Metzius, that doesn't change it. The fact that you're not mesupik doesn't change matters. So there, in such a case, we come on to Shomer Psoim Hashem. What is Shomer Psoim Hashem? That every matter for which one is considered a fool, because he's not supposed to think about this. What does it mean he's considered a fool? Because he's not supposed to use his das. That's why he's called a pesi. He's not supposed to use his das and say that there's something to be concerned with over here. Because ein la'alot b'da'ato sheyesh b'zeh sakone. You're not supposed to even think that there's a sakone here. Even though, again, kanitba'er ein zeh mashpia klum ala metziyut. This doesn't impact the metzius. But lemaisa, in an instance where you are not supposed to assume that there's danger here, and so in such a case where you're not supposed to assume there's danger, you don't use your das, and you're like a pesi, and since there's no das to be choshesh, you're considered a pesi, she'en lo das, and the pasuk says, she'emer psoim Hashem, Hashem guards shetz pesis, and there's no sakana. V'yisod ha'davar b'ktzara, what's the yisod ha'davar? The yisod ha'davar is, shebedover she'lemaise b'foyal ein choshesh em lo b'das, something that, practically speaking, we are not concerned with in our realm of das. So as a result of that, there is no sakana. God will guard you. If there's something that people aren't choshish for, so lemaisa, it's not a sakana, because God will guard you. So here we have a hagdore of shomer psoim Hashem. And the Hagdorah is that in an instance where you're not supposed to be ma'ala b'datcha, you're not supposed to assume that there is a sakana here, you don't use your das, your begeder pesi, and memeila HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards you. Again, that's in an instance where ein la'alos b'das, there's sakana, right? There's a famous tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, where he says, this is in the 15th volume in Siman Lamites, when it comes to smoking, he says there's no shomer psoim Hashem here because we know that it's mazik. Here you're supposed to be ma'ala b'daitoi. That it's v'vaday v'vaday she'absurdi hu la'alim ayin mikol zeh li'poter kalachar yad, and to say shomer psoim Hashem. So he calls it absurdi, which is a Hebrew word you probably know the translation to, regardless of how well you know Hebrew. So, but here we're talking about cases where you're not supposed to be ma'ala b'datcha, you're not supposed to assume there's sakana, so you're considered a pesi, and shomer psoim Hashem. And now me'ata nira'a. Shekol davar sheyesh bo chashash sakana b'metziut, v'al yidei ze mimeila kein hu b'dat b'nei adam, any matter where there is a chashash sakana in the metzius, and memela, that's what people are concerned with. That's considered a sakana. Kevin Shainu Bukhal Psaim Al Zeve Osu. We're not considered Psaim, and therefore it's forbidden. Just about that, Chachamim said, Lagabi Gimel Nashim Misham Shus B'moich, three women are allowed to have relations with this interposition made to prevent her from getting pregnant, she has to have, can have normal bia. And God will have mercy. Why will God have mercy? Because God guards the psaim. V'hainu, shekavu ve'oru b'zech hachomim, la'asos kein, v'loy lachshosh l'sakona. The chachomim were koveya to do this, and not to be choshish for sakona. Normally you're not allowed to be mishamish b'moich, but here you're allowed to be mishamish b'moich, u'min ha'shamayim yirachem u'shenem ha'shomer psaim ha'shem. The chachomim established and ruled that we're not supposed to be concerned with the sakona. And then it becomes mutter. They said not to be choishesh, so in Adas we're not choishesh, and that means there's no sakana because min hashemayim yirachem u'min memeila it's mutter. So you hear the Mahalach Marev Rabbeisai, it's gevaldik. We're not choishesh b'das, and since we're not choishesh b'das, because Chachamim told us not to be choishesh b'das here in this case of Gimel Hashem Hashem Shes B'moch, this ketaka could be no sakana. Because Shomer Psoim, Hashem also Te'enim Balayla, that the Gemara says not to be Choishesh for Gilui, eating these figs, even though there's a chash that the snake injected its poison. So since the Gemara says not to be Choishesh, Memela, there's no chash. All you have to do is listen to the Gemara, you listen to Rabbi Lazar and the Gemara, and there's no chash anymore. Because he said, and now in our das, we're not choshish because of what it says in the Gemara. And Memela, there's taka no sakana. Because shomer psoim Hashem. We have a gather of psoim. We're not using our das, and God guards us in such a case. And it's not that there's a sakana muchashit here, because Rebbe Lazar says there is no sakana. And therefore it's mutter. So to need the 31a. Abayis koveh, that you can be mishamish mita in the 90th day of the pregnancy, not to be choshish. Oh! So you're samech an abaye. So that makes you a pesi. You're a pesi. There's no sakana, and therefore it's mutter. And that is nothing to do with the machlokas tanaim begimel nashim. We'd asked why this dafka machlokas tanaim only by gimel nashim. There, the machlokas is, should we kovea not to be choshi? Should we establish not to be concerned? And that is what's going to be mevatel the sakana. So here you have a scenario of the koyach of chachomim. You see a revelation of the koyach of chachomim. They're koivea to be mevatel the sakana. So the machlekes between Chachom and Rabbi Meir is, are we mevatel the sakana? Are we going to be koivea to be mevatel the sakana? Now that doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Meir, that even though according to Rabbi Meir, Mishamshes b'moich. He says, there we are, they are mishamish b'moich. We are concerned. And the rabbis say, we're not concerned. That doesn't mean that Reb Meir would say that we're not concerned in the other cases. By te'enim b'alayla, mishamish b'yom tishim, en kesher. And if the chachamim were koveh not to be choishesh, everybody holds shomer p'saim Hashem. And there's no sakana. And therefore, where they were koveya, not to be choshesh, everybody agrees that there's no chshash. Just to buy gimel nashim misham shes b'moch, there's a machlekes. Should we, the chachamim, be koveya that there's no sakana? And you're going to say, okay, so why were they koveya in these cases and not in other cases? Okay, mi yamod b'seid kedoshim. We don't understand the greatness of Chazal, b'roichev daitem, b'roichev binosam, what they hold, why they hold it. We have the Pilpul Charifta on the second parak of Avodah Zarah. He writes that the Chachamim only koveh this if it's a davar hashchiach etzel b'nei adam la'asoysa. If it's something that's common that people do, the Chachamim were koveh not to be choshish. But you don't have to come on to that because you don't even have to ask such questions. You don't have to ask such questions. Why Chachamim were koveh here or not there? That's what Chacham decided. But that's the Gedder. The Gedder is that whenever Chacham felt that, whenever they decided that here we're not going to be Choshesh, the moment they say that, that's it. In your mind, you're not Choshesh, and the Chashash goes away, the concern goes away, and God will in fact guard you. And with this, we can explain the Lashon Shamru Chachamim, Bekimel Nashim, the Mishameshes Kedarko Men Hashemayim Yirachem. The rabbi says she has normal Bia, and from the heavens they will have mercy. Mishum Shenemar, Shomer Psaim Hashem. It doesn't say Stam Mishameshes. Shenemar Shomer Psaim Hashem. It says, Men Hashemayim Yirachemu. Mishum Shenemar Shomer Psaim Hashem. And it doesn't say Mishameshes Shenemar Shomer Psaim Hashem. It says, Men Hashemayim Yirachemu Mishum Shenemar Shomer Psaim Hashem. And also in Avodah Zarah, a person is allowed to eat anav ta'anim a laila, mishum shenamar. It doesn't just say shenamar, it says mishum shenamar. So here also we have in both cases, because it says, shomer p'sayim Hashem, so to nida. Mishamesh v'hoylech, v'shomer p'sayim Hashem. And it doesn't say shenamar v'shomer p'sayim Hashem. If it would say shenamar, in none of these cases does it just say Shanama. Why in none of these cases does it just say Shanama? Because Shanamar is a Yalfusa. Shanamar is a Limud. Ava lo Yalfusa Namar Khan. There's no Yalfusa that's being said over here. Ela Kvi'a Namar Khan. There's a Kvi'a. She says Shade Kvi'a Zu Yachul Badavar Es Mashakasav Shamar Psaim Hashem. In other words, the rabbis are establishing that we're telling you that Min HaShemayim they're going to have mercy on you because of Shomer P'sayim Hashem, and therefore you shouldn't be Choshesh. And that is what's Mevatel, that's what nullifies the danger. And since the rabbis are arguing with Rav Meir, who says to be Mishamish B'moch, so Harichu B'davar, in other words, they're being Mafkia Midas Reb Meir. And they say, no, there's nothing to worry about. Men Hashemayim Yirachemu. Mishum Shenemar, Shom B'Sayim Hashem, we're Koveh. Everything's going to be fine. You have nothing to worry about. Here there's a little bit of an Harichus, because they have to preclude the opinion of Rebbe Meir. But in the other cases, when it comes to eating the Te'enim, when it comes to Abaye, Mishamish V'Holech, Shomer P'sayim Hashem, they're not coming loud, they're not arguing with anybody, they're just establishing, there's no reason to be concerned. So it's not a Yalfusa from the Pasuk. Since it says Shomer P'sayim Hashem, everything's going to be cool. Now in Yevamos 72a and Shabbos 129b, Yevamos talking about the case of doing the Bris Milah on the cloudy day, or on the day where there's a north wind, which is not good for the baby, or Shabbos 129b, where we're talking about Hakozes Hadam and Erev Shabbos. So this is not Talui in the Kviya Shekavu Chachamim. There, it says Bistama that Ha'idna were not Choshesh, Shomer P'sayim Hashem. And in both cases, the Doshu Barabim. It's not that the rabbis were Kover, Doshu Barabim, Shomer P'sayim Hashem. Umishum Shachay Shamatzav Mitzad Atzim, Shain Choshim Laze, Hare Memela Havale Beze P'sayim, Shomer P'sayim Hashem. So here wasn't a matter of the rabbis being koveh. It's a matzav that mitzad atzma, it's a situation that independently there is nothing to be concerned with. So now we understand why it says this lashon, dashu be'rabim. Because dashu be'rabim means that nobody's thinking, everyone does it. Since everyone does it, it wasn't the rabbis were koveh, everyone does it, and the male in their mind there's no sakana. Since in their mind there's no sakana, Shomer P'sayim Hashem. That's what's mevato the sakana. And on that, the Ritva writes correctly, not that he needs our scum, but that's all if the person's not choshesh. But if a person's choshesh for a cloudy day, he's not considered a pesi. And Mamela, we had asked, why shouldn't he do it? I shomer psaim Hashem. The answer is because he's not considered a pesi. Because he is choshesh. In other words, he doesn't hold of the Dashibe Rabbim. You're right, the Rabbim do it, but he himself is very concerned. So therefore, he's not considered a pesi, and he shouldn't do it. And that explains the Ritva, who says that if you're choshesh, then you could be machmir and not do the bris milah on this cloudy day, and it's dachui al sakana. And therefore, the Ritva also asked the kasha on Rashi. Rashi says that the Gimel Nashim Mishamshus B'moch, that according to the rabbis, it's aser to be Mishamish B'moch. And the Ritva says, why is it aser? It's a sakana. Because even in this case, this is not a case of Dasha Be'ram, this is a case where there's a Machlokas Tanayim. But if in this person's mind, it's a sakana, so he's not a pesi. So if he's not a pesi, if he's using his das and he's concerned, so he could be mishamish b'moch. He can't say that it's aser. Aye, then we ask, then how are the rabbis matir? The Echornim ask on the Ritva. And how are the rabbis matir if it's a suffix sakana? The answer is because they're koveh that there's no sakana. If a person's not choshish because he's somei from the rabbis, then again, shomer psaim Hashem. So now we understand the Ritva. The Ritva holds that as long as the person is himself in his mind, he's not choshesh, so he's nothing to worry about, either because of Dashu Bei Rabim or because the rabbis were koveya. But if in this person's mind there's a concern, then he's not in the category of the Pesi anymore, and therefore there's no Shmira. And that explains why he shouldn't do the Bris Mila on the Yom HaDeiva if he's concerned. And that also explains why he can ask on Rashi. Don't say the rabbis hold that it's usher, because if this guy has in his mind that it's dangerous, then it's not going to be usher to be mishamish b'moch when it's dangerous for her to get pregnant. But, so we asked then how the rabbis then matir. The answer is because in his mind, if he's somech on the rabbis are kaver, there's no sakana. So shuv, he's begeder pesi. And since he's begeder pesi, so shomer psaim Hashem. But that al kolpanim is the agdoras hadvarim, that we're not choshish either because the rabbis were koveya. And therefore, if in your mind the rabbis were koveh, so you go with that, and there's no more sakana anymore, they were mevatel the sakana. So, and the Ritva is mechadish that if in your mind you're still worried about it, either in the case of the Yom HaDeiva or in the case of the Mishamshes B'moch, so then you're not a pesi and you could be choshesh. But in general, putting aside the Ritva, when the rabbis were koveh, or dashu be rabim, or the masses just do it and they're not worried. So memela, that's mevato the sakana. The dashu be rabim is mevato sakana, or the rabbis were koveh, that's not a danger mevato the sakana. And therefore, in your mind, there's no sakana. Your mind, there's no sakana. You're a pesi. And shomer psaim Hashem. Okay, so Mori Rabbeisai, this is just part of the derech. We still have a lot more to talk about. Baruch Hashem, very exciting sugya. So please stay tuned, and we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem Shalom Hashem. Lina, that we shall continue. Thank you so, so much for listening.